I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hang on, it's almost over. One of the ugliest election cycles in the United States is about to end. With the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church still fresh in our minds, we know that our election will have global consequences. And to that end, Prayercast Director Chris Ruge prays,
"Even now, Father, for your will for our country. And we pray that you would reflect your power and your authority in what happens not only in this election, but on what happens Wednesday and Thursday and in the weeks, months, and years to come as well. And we pray for all of the candidates that they would know that you are God and that they would fall before you in humble submission. God, for your glory and for the good of your people around the world, this is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen."
And never underestimate the power of companionship. SOAR International invites your church to encourage the church in Abkhazia, a small under-resourced country just off the Black Sea. Once a beautiful vacation spot, it's now struggling to recover from a decades-old war. Though the gospel can bring healing, the church often feels alone. Greg Mangione of SOAR says,
"One of the things we've been asked is to try and help find sister churches here in the U.S. that would build a relationship with one of these churches in Abkhazia, for encouragement, for financial support, for prayer, and just that connection. And it's so encouraging to anybody that is serving and giving of their life, especially in areas that are more remote and more difficult to access."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Join our social media network, and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.